Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships. Now we get to go behind the scenes.
Couple more questions.
Couple more juicy ones, right?
Exclusive for the members, right?
Ooh.
You wanna lead off?
Yeah.
This is what we tell the truth.
No, this is the fun and relaxed part, honestly. This is my favorite question. What do you need, Kaylee, from Robert to achieve the highest level of intimacy?
So I believe intimacy starts before the bedroom. So I would like...
taking out the trash.
Oh my gosh, that's so romantic. You're speaking my love language now.
I love it. I'm talking dirty now.
That's all it takes.
All right.
So true, though. It does start before the bedroom. And I want to hear the rest of what you have to say. So go ahead.
So I like just, you know, Robert and I spending time just emotionally connecting at the heart, sharing with each other. And I also love words of affirmation. That goes a long way as well. So a little encouragement. Dillos?
So you love it when he pays attention to your love languages.
Yes. And I have all five love languages. Okay, you guys?
I was just going to say, if you ask her what her love language is, it all depends on the day, mm-hmm. and you'll get a different answer.
That's great, though. You're the first person I've met that says all five, and they're different every day.
Which of the five? Yes.
I'm going to adopt that.
All of them. Yeah.
I'm surprised she hasn't come up with two more so she can have seven. So one for every day of the week.
Oh, that's a good idea, Mr. Marketer. Yes. Oh, I got to do that.
Okay. I'm going to turn it over to you now. What do you need from Kaylee to achieve the highest level of intimacy, Robert?
Yeah, that's a great question. I just like, this might sound funny, sweet nothings. I just remember I said, honey, slow down. I go, I like caressing, the softness, you know, let's ease into this thing. and it's not just even, you know, in bed, but just, I just like just the softness and the touch and just the gentleness.
So physical, gentle physical touch.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be just physical. It's just, I think it's just kind of a being too, just being there and just being gentle in spirit. And so I think it's all of that physical, but as well as I think in spirit.
Mm.
Great. Kaylee, what is one non-negotiable self-care practice that you have to have to be your best and show up for Robert?
Sleep. I need my 8 hours of sleep. And you want me to have my 8 hours of sleep, honey.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
I'm much more easy to get along with.
Mm-hmm. So sleep. Okay. Hey, got to be rested.
That's right.
That. Everybody has a different amount of what they need. Good. How about for you, Robert? What's one non-negotiable self-care that you've got to do for you to show up and be the best for your bride?
You know, if you would ask this question, probably 2 years ago, I wouldn't even know how to say that or you know what to talk about. But I think recently, just because I've been more intentional about my morning and getting up and having that quiet time, and then you know, the prayer and meditation, and then reading the Bible, and then we have our prayer time before I go walk the dog. So there's kind of a whole morning routine with that. And then even just the prayer time with, because the dog has to be on our lap. So it's just, it's not a big couch thing. It's just like a oversized chair in the living room. So I'm usually on it. And then Kaylee squeezes her way in when it's time to pray. Now, cause it's a little chilly, the blanket comes on, the dog hops underneath the blanket, and it's a whole hot mess, but it's quite comical, I guess. It's funny. Anyways, we have our prayer time, and then when we say amen and I kiss her, the dog barks and hops off and goes, grabs a toy, because she wants to play a little bit of fetch first before I go walk her, because that's I also walk her right after prayer time. So there's a whole thing going on here.
Morning routine.
That's
hey,
exactly
you're,
right.
You're singing to the choir. Morning routine is super important.
Yeah,
to me
and
as
so
well.
I think when you're, when you rush that too much or you miss a step here or there, it does kind of affect the day, and then I think it affects the relationship. I have noticed that, you know, definitely. I think our relationship, our connection, is improved since starting that, and so that's definitely something I need to do.
Great.
Well, is there a question that we should have asked that we haven't? Is there some burning desire that you
anything
have
that
to,
we need to know
something
that
to
we
tell
didn't
us
uncover
exactly.
about
anything,
the two of you?
Is there anything I need to know about you that I don't know?
Right. Now's the time, Robert.
I think it was, you know, how do you work better as a team? You know, whether you work in business or not is irrelevant, because you're always a team, right? At home, doing life, making decisions. So I think it's, you know, how do you work better as a team? Especially because a lot of our work is typically what husband and wife are working together in business, but also flows into home. And so a lot of this stuff that we work with our couples with in business is a transferable skill in and out of business. And so I think that teamwork question would be a good one.
Yeah, too. And I kind of want to piggyback on that. Like, a lot of times we marry someone that has complementary skills or giftings towards us. Yeah. Different than ours. And as opposed to letting that rub you like sandpaper, embrace it, because Robert's very detailed and he used to drive me nuts. I'm like, oh my gosh, can you just stop with the details? But now I love it. If there's something that needs to be super detailed, I'm like, honey, can you look at this? How does this look to you? So just embracing that, because we're better together as opposed to just rubbing each other the wrong way. And to see that in our spouse. Yes. There are positive qualities.
So I just made up this phrase. Maybe it's already out there. I'm not original, but you know, allow your differences to complement, not conflict.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. You know, when we're dating, our differences are endearing, cute, whatever, adorable, right? Once you get married, for some reason, once you say "I do," it becomes abrasive. It's like, why do you do that all the time? You know, and so it's not like we've changed once you get married. It's just, I think our attitude has changed on how we see the differences. And so, and all of a sudden it becomes a source of conflict, when the reality is, you know, God puts the two of you because you complement each other, because you have differences. And you definitely don't want to marry yourself, because that would be really irritating mm-hmm. when you're just thinking and doing the same thing and there's no growth in that, right? If I would have married someone exactly like me, well, I wouldn't have gone to counseling, right? I mean, just that one example. So why would I want to marry someone exactly like me? I know a lot of people, singles, will say, I want someone that we have, you know, everything in common, just want to be just like me or whatever. And it's like, be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
Because we did have a couple in Mexico. We're doing an exercise with these couples, and their DISC profile, we had everybody take the DISC profile, and their DISC scores were exactly identical. I mean, the scores itself were identical, not just what their highs were and lows, but their scores were identical. And so it seems cool, but it also can be very abrasive, because you're so much alike.
Mm-hmm.
Cherish those differences. Yeah. Good compliment. Well, good. Thank you both.
Yeah, that was icing on the cake. So that's a great way to end our session with you. Thank you both so much.
Thanks for showing up today.
Grateful for your time.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. You guys are awesome. Keep doing the great work
you're doing. And we'll share. Look forward to sharing this with our listeners and you guys as well.
When you're rolling through Southern California, let us know.
Yeah,
we will
check out the
airstream. Park in your driveway.
Yeah, are we allowed?
Yeah, I don't think so.
You can park on the street for 2 hours, but we don't have we're in a condo, so we don't have a driveway like per se.
Yeah, we got to see the Phoenix.
Well, good. If you're ever on the East Coast in this area, we'd love to connect with you as well. So thanks again for the time, your honesty, and we really enjoyed our time together.
Absolutely.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.